MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Pro-Am Belts, Game Changer Clothing, Draco Impact Armor, Hype Fight Store, Intimidation Clothing, Ink Tank Tattoo, 24 in LV, Crossroader Clothing, Central Oregon Trike, Triumph Fitness, Vision Smoke Shop, Tank Crimes, Big T's Nightclub, and Jax Media. Always supporting local MMA. You're listening to MMAMadhouse.com live.
Everybody, welcome to MMA Madhouse Live, episode 175. Tonight, we're going to be down our normal co-host, Mr. Lapaki. So, we brought in two of Midwest's finest from Team Madhouse. We got H.R. Baker, and we got Josh. How you gentlemen doing tonight?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm excited, man. Tonight, we're going to spend the whole show talking B3 fights. Josh, I know for Team Madhouse, you're going to be there covering the event live. I know, Baker, you have another event to go to in show fights. So it's going to be a huge weekend out there in the Midwest. But tonight, we're going to focus on V3. We're going to have the president and a couple of fighters join us. And I'm not going to mess around. I'm going to grab the president right now. This is going to be a great show. You two gentlemen, one of you guys want to kind of break down everything for the fans, like where the event is to date? Will I get Nick and Q?
Yeah, I can do that. It's called a January 18th in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm not quite sure exactly what the name of the building's called, but you can go onto their website, V3Fights.com, and all the information's on there. They got the promo video on there. Fights start at 7, I think. But the website has all the information on there. You can go on there and check it out. Pretty good website.
Oh, guys.
That's the Cannon Center.
Go ahead, Josh. Finish.
It's at the Cannon Center in Memphis, Tennessee. That's where the fights are at.
Well, let's bring the man himself in. We got Nick live with us. Nick, welcome to MMA Madhouse Live. How you doing tonight, brother?
Good, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, tonight I got two co-hosts. We got Josh, who you probably know. He's covered your events for us. He'll be covering this coming up event. And then we got one of our great riders out of the Midwest, H.R. Baker. He's kicking it with us tonight as well. For all the fans listening, especially around the world, Nick, tell them who you are. And give us a rundown about you and your company and this major step you're taking.
Man, V3 Fights, we've been in the game for just a little over 4 years. We've, I like to think that we have completely kicked ass in the amateur circuit. And, in doing so, as our fighters evolve, so is our company, and we're taking that next step to go pro and to give these guys a platform to fight on to continue to launch their career as a professional MMA fighter.
Now, I'm going to – go ahead, Josh. Go ahead. Jump in, brother.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, for the fans out there, you've been so dominant with your name in the amateur ranks throughout – the Midwest and the Ohio Valley, and even, your name on the East Coast, and even out here on the West Coast, is tossed around. What was the decision like for you guys as a team to decide to go ahead and go pro and let these same fighters who made their amateur careers fight for you as professionals?
Well, you know, we've always wanted to be a professional, or at some point we've always wanted to put on professional shows. But what we kept running into the problem of is the pool just wasn't deep enough for fighters and for us to fill our cards, because we want it to be, we don't want to do a pro-am show. We want to do all professional shows. And we also want to show it where it's, where we're almost kind of like the NCAA of MMA. We don't, you know, nothing against the guys that do it, but we don't want to be considered a retirement home for the UFC. We don't want these, you know, again, they were great fighters, but that's just not how we're trying to build our business. We really want to be a launching pad for the industry. And so with that being said, you know, we just decided, hey, let's start off as amateurs and let's try to build the talent pool up. And that way, when we do go pro, you know, we've already kind of, we've always treated our amateurs like professionals anyway. So as a marketing side to it, we've always pushed them really strong. We've tried to show them the correct way to push themselves also. And so now when we do go professional, it's not such a big leap for us, because we've treated our organization like that the entire time, and we treated our fighters like that also the entire time. So it really gives us an opportunity to get some of these guys that are professional and they have been fighting for a couple years and haven't been had a chance to ever fight for us, because they weren't really amateur when they heard of us. And so, man, we're really excited about it, and January 18th can't come soon enough.
Nick, now that y'all are going pro, are y'all just going to stick with staying pro, or are you going to still do amateur fights, or what's the future for V3?
Yeah, we still definitely plan on keeping our amateur series. Again, it's kind of a feeder system for our professional fights. So it makes sense for us to keep these amateur shows. And, you know, it is a little more cost effective whenever we can go into these other markets and try to find the next up-and-coming guys that are amateur fighters. And, you know, we can start pushing them as amateur, and that way when they do turn pro again, you know, we've already kind of have the foundation built for them when they turn pro, that we can kind of snag them up and give them a platform for them to go into the next step after, you know, after fighting for us for a couple times.
Now, I heard a little rumor that the pro section is not going to have any titles or anything. Is that true?
Yeah, we, you know, everyone in V3, we discussed this, my entire team, and, you know, we're all huge fans of MMA in general, and, you know, when I think of a championship belt or a champion in MMA, I think of UFC. You know, that's what we kind of discussed, is, you know, that's what holds weight around here. You know, you can walk around and say you're a basketball champion, but you're not a basketball champion unless you're really an NBA champion or NCAA champion. But, you know, we just don't feel like it would hold any weight to be a V3 fight professional champion. So,
I'm sorry, Nick finished. So, I apologize.
Oh, you're fine. So, I mean, that's pretty much our take on it. We kind of know our place in the industry. We're humble of what we're doing. And, you know, I always felt like the bad part of boxing is there was too many titles out there. There's too many different champions. And, you know, the UFC's done a really good job in making themselves, you know, the industry leaders in MMA. And there's no reason for us to sit there and pin ourselves up and try to say, hey, we're going to be like the UFC. We don't want to be like the UFC. We want to be the feeder system to the UFC, to the Bellators.
Now, I got to say, I love the idea. Somebody who is really deeply into the MMA scene worldwide, I find certain organizations who maybe tweak their foundation and their core beliefs to fit what they're trying to do is important. And I think what fans need to understand is you might not offer a title, which I think is great, and your reasoning behind it, you're 100% accurate and correct in that thinking, but you guys are still offering them the experience to fight a 5-round fight. Am I not wrong?
Correct.
Okay.
The main event will still be a 5-round fight.
So you still get the experience of being in a 5-round war, but there's just no quote-unquote title afterwards.
Correct. And we'll still do rankings also. So we'll still do rankings within the V3 Fights organization. But, you know, again, this is our first professional show. We're not going to jump out here and say, hey, you know, we're going to crown all these champions. We're going to say this person's ranked number one, two, three, four, and five. And, you know, we're going to take it, you know, eat this elephant one bite at a time.
Dick, tell us what your thoughts and feelings of going into this first all-pro show and making your pro B3 pro debut.
Man, it's I feel like I'm putting on my first MMA show in general. It's pretty exciting. It's nerve-wracking. You know, it's all that great stuff rolled into one. You know, my gut is tossing and turning left and right, but it's exciting. You know, again, I feel like I'm popping my cherry for the first time on throwing an MMA show. So, I mean, it's really kind of even difficult to explain how excited I am. I mean, I feel like a little schoolgirl about the whole thing. So, there's a whole new breath of energy in our company in general going pro. I mean, Chan, our matchmaker, has fought through some pretty crazy times this past couple of days. Rod, I mean, our entire team is just busted at Mike King. I mean, it's just all of us, man, we're really excited about doing this thing and, you know, taking that step and taking that leap. And I would imagine this is somewhat how a fighter feels on his first professional fight. You know, we want to go in here and get a big W for our organization come Saturday night.
Go ahead.
Hey, Nick, this is H.R. Baker. Will you mix the shows with MMA and AMI, or AMI and Pro? Or just keep it all pro and then all AMI on your
show?
We want to keep
it all pro and all AMI. So we want to keep our amateur series kind of, you know, the way we've been doing it right now. For instance, in Memphis, we want to do it like a Minglewood Hall. And then we want to do our professional shows like we are at the Cannon Center. And when we take it on the road, we kind of want to do the same thing. With our amateur shows, we always expect to get about 1,000 people in there. With the professional shows, you know, we hope to get 1,700 to 2,000 people in there. It might take a second to build that amateur or the professional circuit up like we've built the amateur circuit up. But the atmosphere is a lot different atmosphere also. I mean, the Cannon Center is a primo facility. It's a great venue. It's, you know, it's a Ticketmaster location. It's beautiful. It's going to set up unbelievably beautiful. So, you know, we want to really set those apart from one another. So when you're at a professional and you fight, you say, man, this is what a professional fight looks like. And I think we're going to set the bar pretty high on that because, you know, our amateur fight, the production's top of the line. The production, the atmosphere, you know, you come into an amateur fight. Herb Dean was at, he wrestled a lot of our amateur fights, and he was like, man, this is like a little mini UFC just rolled up in here. And so that's really how we've built ourselves and branded ourselves, and we want to continue to do that. We want to be, you know, just a beautiful production with the best fighters fighting the best fighters.
I was at that show in November, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I still got that show on my mind. That was so good, man. That was an awesome show.
You know, and we put a lot of work into that stuff, you know, to make it run. And, you know, we got the back of the house, front of the house staff, and you know, we definitely put a lot of time and a lot of work on the front end of it. And but, you know, that all pays off, like, you know, coming up in fight week. Everyone's like, I bet it's crazy fight week. And, you know, it's crazy with text messages and emails and stuff. But for the most part, our job's done rolling into fight week. Now we're just kind of sitting, you know, rolling with the wave.
I thought the atmosphere was great that night at the fight. I had such a blast at that fight that night.
Good. Did you make it to the after party too?
No, I didn't. I didn't make it to the after party. I had to run. I had to go up north, but I wanted to.
Cool. Yeah, we really strive every show to make sure that when people leave, they say, you know, I wasn't just at an MMA event. I was at a V3 fight event. So.
I'll never forget that fight. Never, ever.
Awesome.
That's one of those that just stick with you, and I'll go to my grave on that fight.
Nick, not everybody has seen pictures of what the Cannon Center looked like, but from what I can tell, it kind of looks like a almost an orchestra room or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about like how y'all ended up finding that place, or is it going to, like, how's it going to be set up? Can you tell us a little bit how it's set up?
Yeah, so a few years ago, I was in the arena business, and that's kind of what I did was with conversions and operations. So I got to kind of see the building of a lot of different shows. And, you know, as we searched for a venue in Memphis, we just kind of kept going back and forth. And, man, we were trying to figure out all sorts of things. And we just came across the Cannon Center, and, man, it's gonna set up perfectly. It's the way it is, it's definitely, we're going to set the cage up in the orchestra fit. It fits perfectly in there. So it's almost going to have like a mini bowl, like just like you were in the middle of an arena feel to it. There is not a bad seat in the house, the beautiful part about it. The lighting, the sound is going to be impeccable. I mean, it's going to be great, soft, cushiony seats in there. I mean, not that anybody would be sitting down probably at all, but, you know, it's a top of the line. It's where the Memphis Symphony Orchestra plays, you know, yearly. So it's a top of the line facility, and to be able to bring the MMA fight in there is going to, it's just going to be electric. I mean, when you can build that atmosphere like you can with the production as far as the lighting and the sound and the video, and then you take the fights that Chan puts together, and, you know, and you take all the tight production and how the show is ran. I mean, it just builds for a beautiful, beautiful event.
I got to ask you, you know, with Josh and Jimmy both, you know, kind of addressing some of the issues about your growth into this new pro organization and continually to put on events and be successful at that. I got to know, what was the sponsorship issues? Because obviously you have very loyal sponsors who've been with you in your amateur. Are you bringing them into the pro or league, or did you go after a whole new group?
Well, we, you know, again, it's like going into our first show again. So, you know, we were lucky, and a lot of people that have been with us from the beginning as amateurs, they definitely wanted to be a part of the professional side of it. But also with that being said, it's kind of funny how, you know, when you go and tell someone you're a professional circuit now, how much more serious they take you. So, you know, when we talk to some of these other sponsors that we have potential sponsors with now, and, you know, we're bringing them to our first professional fight to let them check it out, it sets a little more of a standard. But I think it's going to be a little easier for us to get a little stronger sponsorship also, which Mike King, who runs our sponsorship and marketing side, he does a phenomenal job with it. But when you can jump into a premium facility like the Cannon Center, and then, you know, we're on Comcast Sports South, and, you know, everyone that has been a part of our show, you know, it's a win-win for sponsors. So it's a no-brainer, and I think moving forward into it, we'll see some a lot bigger sponsorship participation on our side as far as everyone wanting to get on board. You know, and hopefully that, you know, continues. You know, more sponsors means the more we can spend on promoting the fight, and, you know, it's all a win-win for the entire organization. You know, when you consider fighters and fans, all that stuff, the more money we can bring in with sponsorship, the more we can spend on production, the more we can spend on advertising and so forth and so on.
Hey, Nick, can you elaborate a little bit on the cause, the fight to stay warm cause?
The cost of it, you said?
Yes, sir.
Nick, I believe he's talking about the coat drive for the cause to stay warm.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, what we have, I'm sure you guys all got hit with it too, but these temperatures that hit the past couple weeks, man, really were pretty devastating here in Memphis. I'm sure it was all around the country too. But so what we were seeing is one of our team members saw that he has a child in elementary school, and they had canceled school the next day because they didn't want kids walking to school or waiting at the bus stop without the proper jackets and stuff to wear, and so many of them didn't have it. I mean, underprivileged kids don't have, you know, the proper clothing, the proper jackets and stuff when the weather does get cold like that. So, you know, as soon as
as soon as he saw it, he reached out. He's like, this is a no-brainer. We got to get behind this. This is, you know, Memphis is our hometown. We love Memphis. Memphis has supported us. So when we saw an issue like that, you know, we jumped all over it. And what we're going to do is, you know, everyone bring these coats. You know, we're just going to take them and, you know, get into these kids that need them. And that way, you know, hopefully we can, you know, make a little bit of a dent in that issue here in town. There's a lot of, there's definitely a lot of people behind it. So it's, you know, again, it was a no-brainer for us. It's an issue going on within our own city and our backyard. So if we can help be part of the solution, we're going to be a part of the solution.
That's pretty awesome.
Nick, I know we talked to you quite a few times, and we talked to a lot of the fighters and stuff, but we never hardly ever get to hear anything about the B3 team much. Can you tell us a little about your team and what they do as going for us for preparing for a B3 fight?
Man, so, you know, kind of preparing for the fight, you know, we have a couple different aspects. We have Chan, who matches everything. He's also the VP of V3 Fights. He, you know, just matchmaking alone, he's got his hands full, especially with this pro card. I mean, he's got a lot riding on him. He expects a lot out of himself, as do we as a team. We expect a lot out of him also. Then you got Mike King. Mike King is kind of a jack of all trades. He's the man behind a lot of the marketing and the sponsorships, and he's really, I mean, him and Chan, they carry a lot of weight for V3 Fights. You got Rod Galvin, who handles all of our media. He is, he's a beast when it comes to it. He's spitting out articles left and right. He's contacting all of you guys. He's, you know, he's really trying to put our name out there left and right. He cares so much about the fighters. And, you know, you can see that in all of his hard work he does. You got Raul, who does all the ticket operations. I mean, he stays, you know, really busy with that, especially the day of the fight. It's unbelievable with ticket operations and VIP. Mark King, who also does all of our production. He does all of our TV stuff for us. We, and that is such a, that's really, I think, something that really sets us apart. You know, we have someone that focuses just on our TV and really trying to build us a better product for television, because, you know, really in the long run, that is where we want to push it down the road. And then we have Justin Craven, who's also, you know, he's really kind of our operations manager. So he's all behind the cage and, you know, behind staffing and making sure that we can get rocking and rolling for the day of the event. So, I mean, everyone comes together the day of the fight, man, and, you know, beforehand, we always meet on Thursdays, and we kind of discuss, you know, everyone's roles and any hardships someone's having and how can we help out and what we need to do to be bigger and better for the next show and the next day and hour. So that's really where it all comes down to. And, you know, beautifully, you know, Saturday night about 7:30 when that first punch is thrown, there's nothing more rewarding than sitting back and looking at your team that loves the sport and, you know, loves doing what they're doing, and, you know, they're making a little money doing it. There's nothing more rewarding than looking back at them and saying, you know, look, guys, we did it again, you know? So.
Hey, I gotta ask you, who come up with Puppet Hood?
With the what?
The Puppet Hood picked the V3 fights.
I don't know where that keeps coming from. We're trying to figure it out. I don't know who really came up with it. It's kind of like a hidden secret. I don't know if it is someone in V3 fights or if it's someone playing around outside of V3 fights. You know, there's definitely a lot of tricksters around here, but it's always an interesting video when he appears.
I thought it was pretty cool. I liked it myself.
Hey, Nick, we're going to get ready to jump over and talk with a couple of your fighters for the next little while, and we're going to have Zach on, folks, in just a minute. But before we let you go, I want you to take some time, man. This is your time. Anybody you want to shout out, any sponsors, any event information, tickets, social media, whatever you want to get out, go ahead and take your time.
Yeah, man. You know, follow us on Twitter, @V3Fights, Facebook, @V3Fights. You can find us at V3Fights.com. Just put in V3Fights in Google or Bing, and you can find us. You know, a big shout-out to just our team. You know, they're the ones that take the time away from their family and their friends and, you know, and their day-to-day jobs every day to be a part of this stuff and help grow it. And I'm sure you guys do the same thing. And, you know, shout-out to anybody out there really in the MMA industry trying to make the sport bigger and better every day, because, you know, that's what it's going to take to make this thing as strong as a football or as strong as a soccer. You know, it's going to take a lot of people just like us that strive day in and day out to just spread our passion of the sport. So that's it, man.
And, I'm very, very honored that you guys work with us so closely. And I'd like to give a shout out to Rod, man, because he has been 2 o'clock in the morning getting me answers, getting things ready for this show with everything else, you know, you guys have going on, man. He's really bent over backwards to make sure we could have guests lined up. And, you know, I know you took time out fight week. So, Nick, I want to thank you and your whole organization, not only for coming on tonight, but for giving the fans so much excitement and enjoyment over the years with your amateur leagues. And now to kick down the doors to the pros, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you have a good night, man, folks. We're going to let Nick go and enjoy the rest of his night. And what we're going to do is we're going to jump to Mr. Zach. You there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, welcome to MMA Madhouse Live. You're on with H.R. Baker and Josh. They're our Midwest team for Madhouse. For the fans around the world listening tonight, especially ones who don't live in your region, why don't you tell everybody who you are, where you're fighting out of, and what your record is?
I fight out of right now Pinscher Athletics, but train here in South Head, Mississippi. My record's 11-5 right now, man. And that's about it right now. I just got done training.
How's camp going?
Oh, it's going good, man. I'm just getting them shark tanks in, and you know, all of us are fighting on the card, so all the guys are in the gym training together, so that's been great.
Before I let my co-hosts take over, because they're the ones who are actually going to be at the event and get to watch and talk to you and everything, I got to ask you, you just mentioned Shark Tank. Who's the one guy you don't want to see at the end of the Shark Tank?
Man, I don't want to see any of them, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, honestly, it doesn't matter, man. It's at the end of the Shark Tank, it doesn't really – I mean, Harry's a really underrated fighter. When Harry comes at me, man, he's on the card. He's a really strong guy, and when I'm gagging about to throw up, he hits me with a body shot. So does Andy, my brother, and, you know, they don't care, man. They said, you ain't quit yet, so just keep hitting me. So I throw up. Yeah. And then we give each other a hug when we're done.
Hey, Zach, this is Josh. I know that you fought for the XFC and I believe Bellator, and now that V3 is going pro, are you going to possibly stick with the V3 pro promotion, or are you going to still like travel around to other promotions?
Man, I just take a fight at a time, man. I'm just focused on the 18th. I ain't overlooking it, man. I learned my lesson, so I'm focused on that. Whatever happens, happens. Honestly, I'm going where the money's at, so, you know, that's pretty much it. I mean, I like V3 because all the guys, you know, I like the guys running. I'm not going to name their names because they'll have to get over themselves. But they're a great organization, man. I recommend any pro around here to fight for them. You know, they won't screw you over or anything.
Hey, Zach, this is HR. Is it true you accept fights first and then ask questions later?
Hell, that's what I'm supposed to do, man. You know what I mean?
I like this guy.
They call me, I check my weight, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I can make it.
That's called fighter's fight. Fighter's fight,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it is what it is. The evidence for 6-7 years, man. It's like waking up and brushing my teeth, man.
Hey, Zach, let me ask you, you know, with what Baker just said, today you're seeing more and more guys who fight not to lose versus fight to win. You seem like, from what I've seen on video, I don't know you personally, but your attitude and what I've seen you do in the cage, it seems like you fight to win. What do you think about that, seeing guys fight not to lose?
I've actually fought that way before. I mean, when you have money on the line, you're going to try not to lose because you got to pay rent. But you know you still got to win, I guess. So, I mean, I guess it's a – I don't know, man. It's a confusing question to me. I fought Ribeiro earlier. Man, I knew not to stand with him, you know. Yeah, that's the strength. I just knew that a little American wrestling that I suck at was probably work. So I used that. And he was a tough guy. I tried to grind him out. My last fight, just don't watch it. But yeah, I mean, I do fight to win, man. I mean, what the hell am I doing if I'm, you know, in there fighting? I got to get in there and kick ass and get paid and go have fun, you know.
That's what it's all about there. Having fun.
Yeah, man.
Can you tell me what your strong points are? Are you like a wrestler or maybe a jiu-jitsu guy or stand-up?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I am. I just go in there and fight. I don't have a wrestling background. I joke around with people. I see my background in Van Damme movies. That's what I tell them. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't kick. So I just go in there and just fight, man. Whatever happens, happens. He takes me down, I'll grapple with him a little bit. We stand up. I'll stand with him, you know, hopefully knock him out. As far as wrestling goes, I don't know about that, man. My wrestling ain't – I might know as a wrestler. I just slam you, I guess.
Hey, Zach, if you win a fight, do you congratulate the loser or do you wait until he comes to congratulate you?
I just congratulate him, man. We got in the cage and fought. I got to respect the guy, you know. Hell, when I've lost fights, I went over and congratulated him, you know. The guy kicked my ass. I got to respect that. So that's just how I look at it, man. Anybody that gets in the cage and fights has my respect. The ones that go in there and fight, not the ones that go in there and look pretty in shorts and shit for the girls, you know. I don't like those guys. I just walk away from those guys. I ain't got time for them. They're wasting time.
You got wins in Bellator and Strikeforce. Have you got any plans to go back to Bellator, or
are they calling me back? I mean, if they call me back, I mean, they didn't say anything. I don't care, man. I want to fight an organization. They don't want me, whatever. I don't care. That's how I feel about it. But I'm fighting for V3 now, and I'm in here in Memphis, so it's awesome. That's how I look at it right now.
I seen where people were asking you what your game plan was. Would you want to tell them what your game plan is?
Can I say it on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, really. Oh, I like y'all a lot more now. I said, yeah, on a Christian channel. I'm planning on sticking my fist to his fucking face. I mean, I don't know what else. That should be the game plan in every fight, right? I might go out there to tickle them. I mean,
I was going through Facebook today, and I was
having a bad day, man. People kept asking me, I'm like, worried about this and that. I was like, all right, I've had it. No disrespect,
Now, you know, with that, you know, being said, how much, you know, do you take, you know, I guess, grief from fans before you, you know, start to, you know, get back into them? How much do you let it go before you start to say, hey, look?
Did you say it again, please? I'm sorry. My brother was inside me yelling at me, telling me he's going to whoop my ass. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, dude, you know what?
I had to close the car door.
Why don't you be the first guy ever on our show to choke your brother out live?
I'm sorry. I can't, man. He just had a kid, man. I got to be nice to him now.
Okay.
I don't want to be a daddy yet, man. I want to raise a kid for him.
You're talking about the fans today. How much do you take? I know obviously you fighters get good and bad fans, but on the bad fans, the ones who give you, you know, a hard time, give you shit, how much do you take before you start responding back?
I honestly don't even respond to them. I call people like that civilians, man. We're in here. I mean, I've been a bouncer before. I've had so much crap thrown at me. Deep down I'm thinking I could hurt you so bad. You have no idea. I just walk away. there. I just ignore idiots.
Like
how I feel about them. And if they're listening right now, I mean, sorry. They're nobodies. That's why I'm on the radio and they're listening.
Man, you know, we're going to have more of you on the show down the road, brother, because, I mean, you're killing it.
I ain't talking shit. It's the truth, man. I mean, everybody needs to take their panties off and just start telling how they feel. I mean, being nice, I mean, honestly, if it's getting you nowhere, sometimes you just got to be yourself. I've been quiet too much. I've been letting my brother talk for me. Now, I'm not going to go to his levels now. He's, man.
He's Baker, go ahead, brother.
You know, what do you know about your opponent, Tony Wade?
He's a grappler. He's really he's supposed to be a jiu-jitsu specialist. But, yeah, that's about all I know. I mean, he does wild kicks and stuff, and that's about. I watched film on him. I mean, I'm going out there fighting him, you know, really hard. So, yeah, that's all I know about him. I mean, I think I haven't beat everywhere though. But hey, man, I respect everybody I fight. I got to go in there and try to, you know, like I said earlier, put my fist to his face.
You were quote saying, if I lose to Tony Way, I'm retiring and becoming a matchmaker or moving to Hollywood and doing porn.
Hey, man, I told myself a long time ago, if I take some step backs in my career, it's time to do something else. You know, so
if you lose this fight, it's possible you can become a porn star?
Hey, it sounds like a good job if you think about it. I just hope my girlfriend ain't listening. I'm just kidding, baby, if you're listening.
Oh.
Hope she made my tuna. Man, I'm going to eat tonight.
Hey, you know, it's great that you got such a great outlook and such a great atmosphere. At what point during fight week is it? Maybe at weigh-ins? Is it maybe when the cage door finally closes? When do you finally snap off of fun-loving guy and snap into ass-kicking mode?
I guess when I get in there, man, when they say, let's go. I mean, other than that, I'm honestly, right, like the week of the fight, I'm just thinking about drinking some damn water and eating some steak Friday night after weigh-ins, you know? That's what I'm thinking about right now. I mean, I'm focused on the fight, but, man, people have no idea. Fight week, if you're really cutting weight, you know, I mean, I ain't fighting at 45. If I fight at 45, I'll probably answer the phone. I mean, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I just can't wait to weigh in and eat. I mean, drink some water, man. Pedialyte. Tastes like shit right now, but, man, it tastes good. It tastes so good Friday.
Hey, Zach, have you ever fought a fighter that you just really disliked, like had an aggression toward that? I mean, you just really hated this guy or anything like that?
I can't say I really hate anybody. I hate one person. I think everybody knows who that is, but I ain't saying his name on the air because, you know, I don't give losers any advertisement. But I fought a fight at my hometown. I'm cool with the guy. I didn't hate him. He's just one of those people you just want to just knock the shit out of, you know. You just see him,
yeah.
You have to smile at him, but no case. Legally, I signed a contract. I fought him for $1 in my hometown because we had to make the money back for the pro show. And I just said, I'll fight him for $1, and I did. And he's tough. I'll give him that. I'll go ahead and say it's Tommy Roberts. I like him now. I'm sorry, Tommy. I didn't like you then, but I like you now. But, yeah, it felt good hitting him, though. I mean, I won the decision. I fought. It was at 170. I saw how tall he was, and I was like, oh, man. I hope I didn't write a check. I didn't good cash, you know. But I won, you know. And I hit him, you know. Felt good. And got paid my dollar.
Zach,
went home.
You got a bunch of guys from the same gym off your team fighting. How much do you enjoy having multiple guys on the same fight card, or at least during training for a fight?
It's awesome because that means they're actually in the gym training. I mean, sometimes they show up once or twice a week, and they've been in here 4 or 5 days a week now, and we've been beating the hell out of each other, man. I mean, we had a couple guys unfortunately get hurt, but, hey, man, we go hard here. You know, that way we go fight, you know. We ain't got to worry about getting tired. That's the worst experience ever when you're tired in the cage.
That's something really interesting. You know, obviously you have a good career. You've fought quite a bit. You've gotten to fight for all these great promotions, and now you're soon to be the number one pro organization in Tennessee by all rights, the way they do things. You know, what have you done from the very first pro fight to getting ready for this fight in the way of adjusting and building up that cardio?
Man, I come from a – man, we did – we started out doing everything wrong. That's how we still ain't got everything right, but, my first pro fight, man, I wasn't even ready to go pro, man. I just did it because I quit my job and everything. I started fighting for $300 and $300, and I had to survive off that bull crap, which at the time I thought, man, this is a mistake. But it worked out. I mean, I didn't know how to cut weight right. I mean, I remember my first fight, I weighed in, and – I was just hallucinating. I was like, "Oh my God, I haven't been 155 since I was 12," and I ate some burgers and fries. I was just stupid, man. And I cut it the next day. But we used to spar with 4-ounce gloves on and no shin guard. I mean, we were stupid. Now we're, we kind of know what the hell we're doing a little better now. You will compare me to 5 years ago.
Now, I got a fan question. They want to know, will you leg kick Tony after watching what happened to Anderson Silva?
If he's really a fan, he knows I don't throw any kicks. I threw one kick again. I threw one kick my last fight. I was like, you know what? Ain't nothing else working. I'm going to throw a head kick. But other than that, I doubt it. If I see his head there, I will throw a head kick. I'll throw a head kick. That's it. I'll tell Tony, I ain't throwing no leg kicks. I'm throwing all head kicks. I don't care.
Hey, I got to tell you, Zach, just a great guy to interview, man. Before we wrap up with you, take this time, man. Any shout-outs, any sponsors, any social media information, whatever you want to say or get out there, go for it.
Oh, damn, I know I'm going to forget somebody. I want to thank first MVP, Patrick Made Easy. These guys always take care of me, my family, my brother Jake, Andy, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Cheryl and Curtis. And Curtis Tate, he's the most hated man in the Mid-South. Eminem Roofing. I want to thank V3 for finally going pro. I'll get off y'all's ass now. I just want to, for some reason, give a shout-out to Mike King for some reason. I hope he wears a red shirt to weigh-ins. He knows why. I want to thank you guys for coming to give me something to do. I ain't had to think about food or water for the past 20 minutes, so I appreciate it.
Hey,
I hope,
man,
the best for you, Zach.
That
goes from here.
I hope the best for you this weekend.
I appreciate it, man. I'll have to talk to you guys again, man. Maybe Saturday after my fight, y'all call me or something.
Dude, we'll definitely have you back on, brother, man. You go enjoy the rest of the night. I know you just finished up training, so go relax. And we'll definitely, those my boys right there, Josh will see you at the event, and hopefully, you get a quick victory the way you want.
All right, I want everybody to go to Club 152 afterwards. Y'all don't call me after one, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys.
Later, brother.
Bye then.
All right, see you later.
Hey, before we get our next guest on, I just got to check. I believe we have MMA Beatdown joining the show, if I'm not mistaken. Is that you, Beatdown? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Beatdown.
Yeah, man, I'm here. What's up?
Okay, cool, man. Hey, welcome to the show. You're kicking on with H.R. Baker and Josh. They both work for us and cover in the Midwest scene. I'm going to get our next guest in. We're talking V3 Fight. Thanks for coming to the show. One of you two guys want to give everybody a rundown again of when the event is while I get our next guest in queue?
Yeah, I can do that. It's Saturday, January 18th at the Cannon Center in Memphis, Tennessee. It's V3 Fights. Fights start at 7 o'clock. I believe doors open at 6.
If you've never been to a V3 fight, you need to go because it's an awesome, awesome, awesome night.
They are one of the best promotions I've ever been to, and I've been to dozens of promotions, and they're one of the best. I mean, if you want to see some people get knocked out or submitted and some good fights, you definitely need to come and see them.
Okay. Well, guys, our next guest is ready and in queue, so I don't want to waste any more time. Let's bring on Adrian Miles right now. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm doing good.
Hey, welcome to MMA Madhouse Live. You're on with H.R. Baker, Josh, and MMA Beatdown, man. We're talking V3 fights. It's fight week for you. How you feeling?
I feel good. I feel okay, you know, it's a fight, you know, I've been training. I've been working my butt off, you know. I feel good.
HR, Josh, you guys want to step in?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Josh.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, your nickname, Guard Your Grill, how'd you come up with that?
Man, about eight years ago, I was working at a nursing home, and I was just like a little amateur and stuff fighting, and the guy came and seen me fight, and he was like, man, Adrian, if them guys don't guard that grill, you be messing them up. And ever since then, he's like, you know what, I'm going to start calling you Adrian Guard Your Grill, because you bust me in the mouth. I said, all right, man, I like that. It's authentic, you know?
That's cool.
That is a good one, man. That's a good one. I got to know, you're fighting V3, all-pro card. How excited were you when you got that call to be on this inaugural event?
I was happy, you know, just to get a phone call to fight anyway, you know. And to be on the first V3 pro fight, you know, that's a blessing in itself right there. You know, they thought of me, you know, because most cards and most, shows won't even, like, put me on a card, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we can't put Aiden on a card. You know, nobody fight him and all that stuff. It was a bunch of crap, you know. I said, we got him to get that, you know, some things out there, but if you start being men, we train to fight, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm happy they chose me to fight, you know.
Can you tell us a little bit about your opponent? I think earlier in the last week, you were supposed to face Ryan Banks, and he got hurt or something. And now that you're fighting, is it Infamous AO?
Yeah, Infamous AO. Yeah, by him.
Do you know anything about your opponent or anything about going into the fight?
Yeah, I know AO very well. You know, we ain't like homeboys and that like that. Like, you know, be honest with you, I like AO, like, as a fighter. You know, I like him. I don't like him like no female love, no male man like that. But I like AO because he's a science fighter. And I seen him fight a couple of times. Me and him fought in Tennessee on the same card a few times. And I first met AO in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, his first pro fight. And I was fighting on the card, too. And I think I was the co-main event. He was, like, the first fight. And when I first met AO, you know, he fought a guy I knew, you know. But, yeah, that when I first met AO. And I met AO again in Memphis when I fought Jacob Noe. And I met him there, too. So I know of AO. Met him plenty of times, you know, when I went up to Tennessee and fought. He mostly fight on the card up in Tennessee. He mostly on every single one of them, you know.
Yeah. Can you tell us what's your game plan going into this fight coming up?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, it's like instinct, you know. I mean, my game plan is to really be honest with you, to be smart and watch out for AO, you know, stuff. Or AO, you know, you see AO fight, you know, y'all know him, you know, that joker. I like him. I'll be honest with you. I can't talk bad about him because I really like AO, like, you know, for real. I like his style, you know, but he got to fight me, so I can't like him too much. But, you know, but, yeah, I mean, like, you know, that dude nice, man. I like him, like, that dude. He got some awesome moves, man. Like, he do some crazy stuff, man. And I respect him, you know. I mean, be honest with you. I respect him a whole lot more than I did Ryan Banks, you know. You know, but I respect Ryan Banks, too, but I really respect AO because I know AO. I seen him fight. I know how tough he is, and I know what type of animal he is, you know. So I really respect AO. But, you know, ain't really no game. The game plan is to be smart, and watch out for that, you know, his AO stuff, you know.
Now, I looked up a little bit about you, but a lot of the people around, they don't know too much about you. Can you tell us about what yourself and what your record is and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a freestyle fighter. I pretty much, you know, a stand-up guy too, you know, but I have won some fights in submission. I'm 14-5. I got, like, 4 submissions. A couple of verbal submissions, you know, hit a guy so much he just quit, you know, some of those, and you know, and a lot of decision fights too. So, you know, I'm pretty much well rounded. So I have won every aspect of the game, and I have lost probably every aspect of the game too. So, you know, I've been there both ways. So, you know, so I'm more of a freestyle fighter. I can do more than what people think. You know, I like to stand and trade. But you know, I got a little older now, and I be more smarter now, so I can pretty much wrestle and do jiu-jitsu too.
Hey Adrian, after you fought Jacob Noll, you recorded like 6 straight wins. Did that loss push you to be better, and was that a wake up call after you lost that fight?
I mean, be honest with you, yes. I mean, no, I'm not trying to talk bad about Jacob Noll or that promoter, none of that show, Dave Ferguson. I mean, I know all them guys. All them guys are cool, but you ain't gonna never see that fight between me and Jacob Noll. Cause the first 2 rounds, I literally made him look like he didn't belong in there with me. You know, I just got tired of being on him. You know, I mean, they get pissed about it so much. You know, it's the truth. You know, I mean, I won't keep it real, but he did. You know, got me in the rear naked choke. He was, I mean, be honest with Jacob Noll, too strong. I couldn't finish him. You know, I mean, he got a big head, tough. I tried. I went out there, and I gave my all. You know, I gave my all, and I knew right then that I gotta fight more smarter than that. You know, that was that time where I was pretty much training myself, and I just went out there and fought hard. And I won a lot of fights just by fighting like that. But Jason Noll, he was a little bit out of my weight class too, man. I had that chip on my shoulder. Like, I didn't care what weight class it was, but Jason Noll was a big 205. I ain't supposed to fight him at 205, but you know, I wanted to fight. I want to stay active, so I took a fight. You know.
Hey, this is Skippy. I got to ask you a couple questions. One, you talked about beating the guy till he quit, and I'm curious because we asked a lot of fighters this. Would you prefer to fight?
Would I prefer a quick fight?
Yeah, would you prefer a quick fight, or do you like beating the guy until he taps?
I mean, to be honest with you, like, whoever get the W, I'm happy with it. But, you know, I like to test myself, too. Don't get me wrong. Now, if I can finish you, I'm going to try to finish you. I'm not going to be in there and try to prolong the time as long as I have to, because all it takes is a split second for a guy to stop you. You know what I mean? So if I can finish you, I will, you know. If I can dominate you, I will. I'm not trying to go 15 minutes, but I can go 15 minutes, but I'm not trying to go 15 minutes. But I prefer to get in there and get out.
Now, my next question is, in your career, you've fought in some great guys.
Yeah.
You've got some big wins. Now, there's rumors running around out there that your abilities got you on the tough this season. Is that true?
My abilities?
Yeah, your fighting ability.
It got me. I mean, I don't really supposed to talk too much about it. It just got me there, but they ain't like, because I ain't talk a lot of trash. You know, they were looking for a lot of, you know, guys, you know, to be on like a reality show, and I'm not no reality type person. You know, I don't play pranks on people. I don't mess with people. I don't piss on people. I don't put water on people. And I told the folks, I said, hey, you know, if I get in there, man, and people, you know, threaten me or piss on me and stuff like that, y'all gonna put me in jail because I don't play that crap, you know. Y'all won't have a TV show, you know. So, you know, somebody got me the ordeal to get up there, and I went up there, you know, did everything, did the interview and stuff. You know, I just didn't talk enough trash for them, because I told them I'm with all that crazy stuff. You know, they're looking for people like, you know, characters. You know, I'm not a character. I'm a fighter, you know.
I like it. Go ahead, Baker. Jump in, brother.
Okay, Adrian, will we see you on the Ultimate Fighter 19?
What are you sleeping there? I don't know. I don't think so.
Did you not try out for it?
Yeah, I tried out. I mean, never because you tried doesn't mean you're going to be on the show. I mean, they might record, like, the trials and stuff might be on YouTube or something. They might, like, show part of the people trying out and the people who made it. But, I might be on there because they had cameras on me and stuff. I don't know, but, you know, I don't think you're going to see me. You won't see me in no fighter house or nothing like that.
And, you know, it's interesting, you know, just touching on that. You know, I'd like to ask you, you know, tough or not, would you, you know, obviously a lot of fighters out there look to the UFC as the ultimate goal. If you were able to, you know, lock down a few great wins here with the V3 promotion and then get an offer to maybe fight overseas, would you take that?
Shoot, yeah. I go overseas all day long.
Okay.
I mean you're in there wrong with the UFC, you know, but, you know, UFC ain't the only people who can pay you, you know what I mean? They got a lot of organization out there, you know. I mean, UFC, they where everybody wants to go to UFC, but UFC ain't what it cracked out to be, you know. People think it's crazy, but it's not.
Look, you know, our company, we don't, you know, we're not Zuffa Zombies here. We support local MMA, and that's, you know, one of the reasons we do this show is so guys like yourself and Zach and, the president, Nick, have a place to come and get the same exposure as a UFC fighter would. But I'm not going to give out any names, but I know for a fact that just 4.5 weeks ago, a fighter fought a title fight in Russia. He was paid $200,000. I know for a fact that there's an organization in Asia where all the standing contracts are $40,000 a pop. Period. Win, lose, or draw. No bonuses, nothing. So, I mean, there's money to be made overseas and some of these other organizations. So I like the fact that you're like, hey, look, I fight. I want to get paid, period. I think that's great. Now, is there any location in the world that you would love to fight? Is there just any city in the world, if you could fight there, that you would love to fight?
I don't mind going to Japan, you know, I don't mind going to Japan. I go to Russia, I go to Russia too, you know, anywhere, you know. I don't really care about the United States that much, you know, even though I was born and raised there, you know, but I don't mind going across the water, fighting Russia, Japan, Thailand, Brazil, you know, it don't matter to me.
Hey, Adrian, this is Josh. Now that V3 has gone pro, are you going to maybe stick with the V3 promotion, or are you going to be going to different promotions on and off, or is there a certain promotion that you might be going to with a contract or anything anytime soon?
I don't be honest with you. I got to worry about AO first. You know, I got to worry about him first. I ain't trying to cut you off or anything like that. You know, I don't know until after this fight what's going to happen. You know, if I decide, I don't know yet. You know, it's just like people, a lot of people trying to deal with, a lot of people trying to get me where I need to be at. So I don't know, you know, right now my mind is on trying to, you know, take care of AO, because AO is pretty much in my way right now. So until after that, I don't know.
Adrian, what's been your toughest or your favorite fight?
I think, one of my toughest fights was against former UFC champion Dave Mané a couple years back. I had took that fight in like a week notice, and I went up there and fought him in Minnesota. And I gave that dude the fight of my life, you know, and what's killed me part is, you know, I knew going in there that I have to beat him to win. I knew I wasn't going to win the decision, but we went all three rounds. You watch the videos and stuff, man. I mean, I don't know how I lost the fight. I beat the crap out of him, you know, standing up, you know, he out-wrestled me a little bit, but I kept getting up, I kept striking, you know, look at his face, look at my face. I mean, after the fight, they put him in a wheelchair, ambulance, and took him to the hospital, and I lost, you know, it sucks, you know, but I think that Dave and Nate fight was probably my tough fight, and that Jacob Noah's fight. Jacob Noah's fight was a tough fight, too, you know. He, after that fight, man, I changed my whole mindset around after that fight.
Hey, Adrian, one last question, you know, before we start to wrap up. You know, I know you've had a great last couple of years. I believe it's a little over 2 years since you last lost. With V3 now offering this pro league and their main events getting five-round fights, does that excite you as a fighter? to know that if you get a main eventer, you'll get five rounds?
Oh, I don't like five rounds, but I can do it. I mean, it won't be my first time doing five rounds. I fought for a title before for this small promotion in Jackson, Mississippi. I went five rounds with a tough dude, you know, former Bellator guy, and I beat him five rounds, 25 minutes, you know. So, I mean,
that was the,
you know,
Kelly Little fight. Is that right?
Yeah, that one tough little dude too. Shoot, yeah, but yeah, I went 25 minutes with him. You know, it should have been over with, but you know, he was a hometown boy. And for some reason, I know, I mean, no disrespect to Tennessee or any of these states, but when I go to these different states and stuff to fight, it's like, it doesn't matter, like, how much damage I do to a person. They give them a benefit of doubt. And it was some fight, man. I would tell the ref, hey, man, you ain't going to stop the fight, you know? Come on, man. Dude can't see. And then I know when I fight this weekend that I have to, you know, go out there and make a statement and finish him, because he good and going to distance. He in good shape, and I gotta, you know, go out there and finish him, because the decisions I don't like, you know.
Well, you know, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. I know it's fight week. You're in the middle of finishing up camp, you know, and you're getting towards the tail end of the weight cut, and so this is probably the most stressful time of your camp. And before we wrap up with you, man, take this time, shout out to sponsors, any family, any social media for fans around the world to follow you, whatever you want, take the time.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my family back at home in Birmingham, Alabama, and a special prayer for my grandmother, because they say it might be her last couple of days, so just got that news today. But then also to one of my sponsors, Unfair, Underestimation at its best. The guy over that, logo sponsors Maceo and Alan Belcher MMA Club. And you all want to look at some new moves, some new techniques, go to ProMMATrainer.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at ArtAngelMiles.com, or hit me up on Facebook. All right, thanks.
Hey, you have a good night. Good luck this weekend. Go out there, get your hand raised, make a statement, and, collect that paycheck and have a good night, brother.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Y'all, too. Y'all have a good night, too, man. God bless.
I hope the best for you, Adrian.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
Appreciate
Josh,
it.
Josh Baker, great show. V3, man, you guys are some lucky, lucky dudes. But if all those fans who don't live close enough to make it, if you live in, let's say, Alabama, and you want to watch, you know, Miles fight, if you want to watch the Underwood fight, if you want to watch any of these pros on this major card, you'll be able to go to GoFight Live TV and get the iPay-per-view there. So just because you don't live close enough to buy a ticket, go support it, you know, by being there in person, you definitely can still support them by taking a little bit of cash and buying the iPay-per-view. It's going to be $14.99, and the best thing about this is to buy it once and you own it for life. I know down the road you'll be able to see replays and highlights and stuff on Comcast Sports South, because they have a great deal with that company. So you guys just get out there, man. This weekend, it's a great weekend for MMA. V3 Fights is going down. You guys got to get out there, get some tickets. If you can't make it, support your favorite fighter by getting an iPay-per-view, man. It all is going to help this company to continue to put on pro and amateur events. Baker, you want to give any shout-outs, let anybody know how to follow you on social media or anything? You want to give out anything you're doing this weekend, whatever? Go ahead. Take your time, brother.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Jimmy_Baker34.
And you're going to be out this weekend. The fans can meet you in person at Show Fight, correct?
Exactly. Show Fight, Bowling Point, and Brawl Sub-Zero in one night.
Oh.
Two events in one night.
And Josh, how can fans find you?
They can follow me on Facebook at Joshua Shackleford. I'm not real hard to find. I'll be at V3 this weekend, you know.
going to be getting some interviews with fighters and taking some pics, you know. Other than that, that's all I got to say.
For all you fans out there going out to support V3, man, make sure you guys go over, say hi to Josh, get your photo taken with them. Oh, you cute girls, kiss them on the cheek or something. Make them feel famous.
Go, Josh.
Josh is like, Skip, don't start that.
Hey, Josh does a great job out there, man. We had fun when I went out there that last fight.
Oh, that was a blast.
Yeah, and I'll never forget that fight, man. That was awesome.
Well, that's a great thing, man. You know, V3, I really enjoy the fight. You know, obviously, I'm not like you guys. I don't live close enough to always get out to events on your side of the country, but I'll tell you what, there is nothing like going out to a live local amateur or pro MMA event wherever you live in this country or world, you know, and get out there.
And I'll tell you what, Skippy, in a 300-mile radius where I live, man, there are so many, there's so many amateur fights and pro fights coming up. St. Louis, you know, Branson, Joplin, Kansas City. I mean, they're booming.
Yeah, I'm like you, Jimmy. I mean, all around, you know, you got. I drive 3 hours to Memphis every time V3 has a fight, you know, and or if they got one in Nashville, that's 2 hours away, or in St. Louis, you know, that's another, like 3 hours away. All over the place.
And that's what, you know, you guys being part of the team, and you know, why we won multiple awards this year for best MMA website of the year, you know, it's because guys like you and guys like Matthew and Lepaki and Chris, we all get out, we all go out and try to support the local MMA scene, whether it's V3 or AFL in Washington or, you know, Thai fights in Bangkok, which is usually my category. But, you know, that's what it's about, is getting out there and bringing this to the fans. And I want to thank both you guys. I want both you guys to know, man, those awards are just as much yours as everybody else is on the team.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to TJ Britton, too. I hope the best for you, brother, up there this weekend.
Boom. Yeah. I tell you what, they are going all out for that kid. I mean, they, you know, obviously he's fighting for a title against a really tough guy. But, I mean, they made sure everybody flying up from Missouri and Texas had cage-side VIP. Tickets. That was really cool, man. I understand there's some other little gift packages coming for some of them folks as well. So,
I hope the best for him, man. I really do.
I want to thank both you guys for taking the time out on a Monday to come and join me to do this show. Baker, I believe next Monday, me and you are going to be doing Ring of Combat together in the midday. So, if you're still down for that.
I'm down, brother.
And tomorrow night, I'll be guest hosting on MMA Topics Radio. We're talking with the fighters from World Series of Fighting's lightweight title fight. Then Wednesday, we have an all-maximum fighting championship show with Daryl Schoonover, Mark Pavlich, and Kirk Southern. And then Friday, the Rogue Show, boys. Don't forget, Thursday night, Cage Zombie Radio with Matthew and El Diablo. Tuesday nights, Full Guard Fight Radio with Carl Mortensen, the madman that started all this, and his partner in crime, London. And Sunday Night Breakdown, also with Rob and Clinch. You guys, I thank you guys so much for, you know, hanging out and doing this show tonight. If you guys got anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Josh, I do.
Yeah, Josh, I look forward to seeing you soon sometime.
Yeah, I do too, man. I just want to give a shout-out to MMA Madhouse, you and Carl Mortensen. Man, y'all are some great guys. I love being with MMA Madhouse. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't have this, you know. We wouldn't have be able to go to shows and do what we do. I want to just give a big thanks to y'all and the whole company and whatever.
Hey. You know, I really appreciate you coming on board, man. We love having you. And trust me, some shirts are getting made real soon, so you're going to get one.
Ah, thanks, man. I need one.
Baker,
hey, War Madhouse.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thank you, guys. We're out, as I always end my show with a big eagle.
Confidence, heart, and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.